Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Andy Mayner. Andy's the Chief Financial Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. Joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Andy, in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the due diligence that you did looking at other agencies' implementation of financial management systems. What are some of the things that you learned in looking at other organizations, and how did it change how you will move forward with Emerge Squared?
Well, it's a good question, Dave. And first of all, I'd make the broader point that the words due diligence are often not well understood. Due diligence is something that the private sector takes very, very seriously. And earlier in the show, we talked about differences between the private sector and public sector. When you're taking on a task or a project this big, I think it behooves you to do lots of due diligence, as much as you can do. If you think about the private sector, before they acquire a company, before they do a system, they do lots of due diligence. It's where that word came from. The government, I think, doesn't take enough time to do it. I think there are lots of examples and there's lots of data out there that you can learn from. And one of the things we've tried to infuse into eMERGE and other places within Homeland is do due diligence. Look around the federal government and find the best practice and find the things that didn't work. While we were doing the eMERGE procurement, there was some pretty high-profile stories out there about some systems that hadn't worked and some agencies that had failed. And what we did was just take a time out and make sure we understood what was driving that. Again, I don't think that the press always reports these things, that they don't take the care to really dig into why a system's failed, because most people don't understand it. But we took a couple months to do that, and that really pushed our procurement back. But I'd much rather do that up front than somewhere in the middle or at the end of the program. So we've tried to infuse that into eMERGE.
Did that make changes to what you'll do going forward as well? Did it make changes to milestones or the direction of the program for what you learned in that research?
Most of what we learned, believe it or not, was about project management. It wasn't about technology. It was about how you manage a project of this size. And it gets back to some fundamental things, which is about project buy-in. And sure, there's a lot of data conversion issues. But to me, what I learned, and this was both from the private sector and the public sector, I spent personally a lot of time talking to companies, all of their things were revolved around management.
Speaking of management, Steve Cooper, the CIO from DHS, has a great quote on eMERGE too, that it's changing on eMERGE Square, that it's changing the wheels on a moving car. What are some of the biggest management challenges dealing with the merging of 22 different agencies' financial systems?
You could actually take Steve's quote and blow it up to reflect the whole department. I mean, it's changing engines in mid-flight, changing the wheels on a moving car. Homeland Security doesn't have time to sit, make it perfect, and then relaunch. We have to move. The biggest management challenges are about getting people to see and accept a one DHS vision. And that revolves around people, processes, systems, and locations. Those are the four ways that I look at our management challenges, and I'm careful not to try and attack all four at once. You know, you say, where are the financial management people in the department? Well, that one's really not important now. What's important now is that we set up standard operating processes and we work the systems angle. There will be time to work on the people. Do we have the right skill sets? Are they in the right cities? Do we have too many of this, too many of that? One example I'd give you is when we created Homeland Security, we had 19 different financial management providers. We've consolidated that in 1 year down to 10, and this year we will be down to 8. So we're doing some consolidation, and that does remain to be one of the goals that I have.
Management agenda for this administration is in the president's management agenda. How's DHS doing implementing the PMA?
Well, there's really two parts of the PMA that I look at very closely. And of course, that's budget and performance integration and financial management. And we talked a little bit earlier in the show about how you link budget and performance, and that's both a top-down and a bottom-up approach. And the second is financial management and making sure we have clean financials and we are stewarding the money properly. DHS in 2003 did a financial audit, as an example, when it wasn't required to. We did that to start getting people in the habit of financial management and accountability. We did another, of course, we did an audit this year, and again, we were more ready for it this year. So the PMA drives a lot of what we do. We still have a long way to go on it. I think Homeland being, I think one of the most compelling parts about Homeland is it is a collection of mergers, it's a collection of acquisitions, startups. It's really a conglomerate of a lot of different things. And we can't treat any of our agencies the same. We might have a startup over here, or we might have the Coast Guard and that is over 200 years old. So you can't, you have to treat them very, very differently.
I'm curious about your perspective on the linkage between budget and performance, and especially around management. I mean, some argue that it's being done, but until we can link, you know, budget to sort of accountability at an individual level and begin to make some hard choices, and by that I mean not necessarily giving more money to programs that are in trouble, but maybe taking money and giving it to the programs that are really doing well so that we can be more effective. I'm curious about where you think budget and performance integration is relative to where it has to go.
Well, any CFO anywhere in the government, and I'm sure in the private sector, will tell you that there is no mountaintop, there is no peak. It is something that evolves. It is something that continues. One of the things we are trying to do at Homeland is get away from the belief that if it was in my budget last year, it's in my budget for the next year, and then I'll add some new initiatives on top of it. I call that mining the base. I don't think the government does that well enough. And that's one of the things we're trying to do at Homeland to say, we have, as you suggested earlier, almost a $40 billion budget. What was working in 05? What didn't work? What didn't secure the homeland so that we can move those resources? And that's accountability. That's taking resources from a program that's not working and giving it to someone who has a program and a way to measure the program. So, it again, I'll go back to my, it's a journey. You have to get better every day. We have a ways to go here, but we're pretty committed to it.
Well, let me drill more on this mining the base, because it sounds very, tell us about some of the management challenges and what works doing that.
Well, again, mining the base, or whatever you want to call it, is all about visibility. And we talked about, now I'm linking eMERGE into this discussion, because if you don't have visibility into the dollars, you are forever in an information gathering mode. And I would rather be in an information analysis mode. We have, of course, a great staff who is constantly on the hunt for information, but it takes a lot of time in government to get the information, and I'd rather spend more time analyzing the data so that I can look at a secretary of my department and say, let me tell you, I know this program, it's working, and here's how I know it's working, and I would recommend this to it the next year. So it's really, really about visibility.
Andy, technology is a leverage in most of the things that are done in the department. When we think of technology, we tend to think of the technology and fulfilling the mission in the field. But technology has to be a big lever for you, an advantage for you to getting visibility, to getting to analyze information in the way that you need to be able to make decisions. What are some of the ways that you're using information technology and e-government initiatives to enhance financial performance at the department?
Well, technology is as you suggest, the great lever for really moving successful programs forward. My reliance on technology will come down to systems, to the financial systems, or to eMERGE. Certainly, you can have tactical pieces of technology that allow you to do budget formulation better, or allow you to do a certain thing in finance better, produce your financial statements, that sort of thing. But really, for us, it comes down to having an integrated system that will provide us better visibility. So there's tactical things using technology you can do. But you really, for us, we are going to have to do a broader step, which is emerge.
That's an interesting point, especially about the visibility and technology. What are the implications and management challenges of being the CFO for a young or relatively new cabinet agency? We'll ask Andy Maynard of the Department of Homeland Security for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.